Blog Talk Radio.
Build, grow, and enjoy BDE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com. Get your free Audible book and 30-day trial today at audibletrial.com/build, grow, enjoy. Over 150,000 titles to choose from while on the go. You can also get on over to BillGrownEnjoy.com and just click Audible if that's a lot easier. Well, hello, everyone. Happy Memorial Day week. The weekend's coming up. Summer's about to kick off. It is Wednesday, May 21st, 2014. Everyone, can you believe that? We are almost halfway through 2014 already, and it is just a lot happening, a lot going on. It is 3:01 p.m. Atlanta, 12:01 p.m. Los Angeles. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com for more information on us. You can also follow me on Twitter at Kalithia. Want to send a big congrats out to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference for such a job well done for their event they hosted last Saturday, the SCLC Love Fest. It was a huge success, big turnout, regardless of the rain. Media was there. Community leaders came out. The youths came out. Everyone was out there. So I just have to send a big congrats. Great job, well done, to Reverend Lionel Gett, who is the president of the CAB and Cobb County. He's the organizer also of this annual event. So definitely get on over to, they usually use their Facebook page. Of course, you can go to the National SCLC for more information on who they are, but on Facebook for the Love Fest, which is to bring awareness to youth violence that's taking place throughout the nation in many of our communities. So it's just a way, a platform that they provided to really, you know, speak on the youth violence. Reverend Gant said it is decreasing, providing opportunity, you know, networking, giving some resources for these youths out here besides them getting in trouble and, you know, a lot of them killing each other and a lot of them dying. But this, you know, has just been a really, really successful event each year, and each year is getting bigger and bigger. SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration on Facebook, and then also you can get on over to, you can follow them on Twitter to get more information from on the national site at National SCLC. Great job, Reverend Gant, and just continued blessings and success. Well, many of you guys know I love to be by the water, so you know, if there's water, there has to be heat. I am a sun, sand, and water girl. I mean, all my life I've always lived by the sea. The summer is my favorite time of the year, and this year I will mostly be spending my time for the summer months in California between San Diego and Los Angeles due to projects that I'm working on. Because you guys know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, I'm always on the go. Sometimes I like to air from some of these places I go to, but sometimes I just can't. But I try to get you as much information as I'm out there, you know, building and growing to help others enjoy. But this year is really, really special because I get to really a city that I was raised up in from high school to adulthood, and that's San Diego, California. And they have, San Diego is a very, very popular tourism type of city, sun, sand, water, just beautiful, America's finest city. And when they say that, that is truly, truly what this city is about. Very, very community-oriented, very, very just supportive of one another. And this year I'm just happy to be of a support from social networking and digital media piece to really go out to some of these events or projects that are happening throughout San Diego. And I get so much from you guys back east and then the South. You guys are like, well, it doesn't look like it's like diverse. Yes, you know, back East and in the South is majority African American, and, you know, there's a small percentage of an African American community in San Diego, but there are things, you know, I know many of you guys want to come here and really enjoy it, but want things to do. Well, Memorial Day is a great time to come. Each year they have the San Diego Jazz Festival. Definitely this year is going to be great. It's happening this Friday, May Friday, May 23rd, they have Maxwell coming in. On the 24th, Charlie Wilson, Joe Ledius, Houston will be there. On Sunday, May 25th, Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton will be joining the festival, which is hosted out in Carlsbad, which is just like an outskirt of San Diego, not too far, but 10, 20 minutes, depending on where you're at the Omni Resort. So it's a beautiful event. Definitely Memorial Day is a time to come, you know, if you want to come enjoy it with, you know, with some culture. Definitely that's a great time. And there's so much other things. So as I'm here, I'm really just trying to bring that to you guys' attention because I get so much emails, so many tweets like, oh, my God, we want to come to San Diego. What's there to do, you know, for, you know, things that you guys like to do. So this is definitely one event that I would say put on your calendar for next year. It happens usually about the Memorial Day weekend time. You can get on over to www.sandiegojazzfestival.com for more information. But definitely it's one that you'd like to attend. And I just want to say great job to the team and the organizers for such a well-organized, well-done job for bringing this to San Diego. Then I'm going to be heading over to another philanthropic event out in the beautiful, beautiful La Jolla, California, another outskirt. I know many of you guys have heard of La Jolla, California from it being on the Forbes list as one of the top wealthiest city in the nation, which it is. I'm going to be out there really supporting a great group of philanthropists for wine tasting and chocolate really the proceeds will benefit wounded warriors. You know, we have so many of our, military personnel that go out, they get injured, and this right here is to support that cause. You can get more information on wounded warriors also by just going to their website. It's going to be at the Pantai Inn, Eclipse Chocolate, which is a very popular chocolate in San Diego, and with the Hotel Guru that actually is going to be at the hotel also to host this event. So I'm looking forward to that also. Then I'm going to head over to the Del Mar Fair. They have Tony coming. We're going to do some monster trucks. We're going to do some derby demolition, however you call that. And then Smokey Robinson, the spinners. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And then, of course, I cannot miss, you know, and I will be out to the very famously known Del Mar races for opening day. Yes, I have my hat ready, so I'm looking forward to really just sharing all of this with each one of you guys. Then I'm going to head back home to Atlanta because we got to wrap things up with the World AIDS Awareness Weekend. Many of you guys know about that huge event that's coming, at citywide event that's coming to Atlanta. Oh my gosh, just stay tuned. You guys, it's going to be mind-blowing. I mean, great job to, you know, the philanthropy concierge, and you can get more information on that group, on the group that actually is hosting this event and selected Atlanta to bring this philanthropic project there to ask support. You can get it over to thephilanthropyconcierge.com and learn more about that group. But just great job in Atlanta to come in because they could go anywhere and really bring this in to provide some resources and create the awareness for the HIV issue that's taking place in Atlanta. And then I'm back to on the West Coast because I'm working on another project. I can't tell you guys much about it, but all I can tell you is that the East Coast and the West Coast, I'm bringing you guys together. BGE is right now in the discovery stage to host a major event in Los Angeles, California. July of 2015 is what we're tentatively looking at. As things are built out, as things are pulled together, you will get more information, but I can tell you it's huge. I mean, it is huge, but most importantly, it is going to provide so much resources and so much what's needed for our community back east in education. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be mind-blowing, and I'm just excited. I'm actually just honored that, you know, I have those behind me to support me in wanting to really bring this forward and bring in the East and West Coast together as a community and just build, grow so others can enjoy. Well, that's enough about me, and it's time right now. I got my girl back with me this month, and it's tax time. It's time to talk taxes, our monthly Snelling report. My favorite tax advisor, Diva, out of Atlanta, Georgia, is here with me, Debbie Snelling, with the Snelling Report. Welcome back, Debbie.
Always so happy to be here. It's so much fun to be on with you.
Debbie, before we get going, I am doing this publicly on the air, because I am like a month late. Special Selection Callaway Vineyard and Winery, Muscat Tonelli, Temecula Valley, 2011. I have in my hand, and as soon as we get off the air, I'm heading to the post office, and I'm dropping it in the mail for you.
Promises, promises.
At least I have not opened it.
The first half was really good.
Yeah. Well, Debbie, it is May, and you have a lot of information when it comes to taxes with us this month. You know, some of the features you have is paying taxes on household helpers, what to do if you haven't filed an income tax return, turn your vacation into a tax deduction, and choosing a retirement destination. So let's start at the top and let us know.
And I'm going to start actually with something off the books. We have had, there have been a lot of IRS scams, and we have had a client who last couple of weeks came in a couple of weeks ago. He had received a call. They wanted to know who his attorney was because they were sending the police out because he owed the IRS $12,000, and they were going to come and arrest him. And he said, let me call my tax lady. We brought him in. We contacted the IRS, who confirmed, in fact, there was no balance due. We reported the phone number to the Treasury Inspector General, and hopefully an arrest will be made soon on that. But do not believe it. The IRS does not send the police to your door. The IRS has gun-carrying, badge-toting people of their own. They don't need to send the sheriff. And, oh, by the way, just like the sheriff, they don't call you up and go, hey, we're about to come over. You might want to run away before we get there. So be aware of scams. I received an email the other day from my credit card company that looked like a scam to me. The email, I picked up the phone, I called the credit card company. Be aware. People are out there. They are trying to steal your money. Now, my email was legit from the credit card company, but the reason for the email was because somebody had stolen my credit card number and had used it to try to buy gas, or had tried to use it to buy gas in Texas. I guess they actually did buy gas in Texas, but that was the only thing they got away with.
Right.
But the credit card companies are ever diligent about it, and you need to be ever diligent as well. People stealing your identity and filing fraudulent tax returns. I am livid with the IRS right now. We had a client who has had their identity stolen 2 years in a row with fraudulent tax returns filed 2 years in a row. How in the world does the IRS not flag this return? And when there was a change of address after all that we had to go through last year to file the complaint, manually file the return, and put the credit notice on the credit reports, and contact the Treasury Department, all the hoops that we had to jump through, and the IRS went, oh, change of address, that's okay, we're going to go ahead and send you this money. Come on. Who is in charge over there? So that was my Rocky and Bullwinkle. That's my Bullwinkle voice there. So who is in charge at the IRS? No more Bullwinkles. We need stuff to get done and to be done right. Now, back to the regularly scheduled Snelling Report. household helpers. This is a time when people are going out of town, going on vacation, and they're using people either for babysitting or because kids are out of school, so you need babysitters. You're using people to mow your lawn because it's grass growing and weed growing season. And I seem to mostly be growing weeds, but I'm growing the heck out of them. And so there's a tax on household helpers, and that tax is commonly referred to as the nanny tax. You may recall, about a decade ago, I can't remember her name, but there had been a lady who was nominated to be Attorney General, and she was not able to become the Attorney General because she had violated the law by failing to pay nanny tax for her live-in nanny who cared for her children. Come on. Anyway, at least they got her before she became Attorney General. That was frightening. So what is the nanny tax? The nanny tax is a tax on household workers who are your employees. So who is a household employee? They are an employee, whether they're full-time or part-time, and you control the work that they do and how they do it and when they do it. So who is not a worker? Well, and frankly, this could apply to somebody even in your business, although it's not nanny tax for your business, but are they an employee or not an employee? If you control things, if you provide supplies, if they come when you say to come, if they do what you say to do, you are in control of them, and the IRS's position, unless you have something to the contrary to substantiate it, is that they're going to be your employee. Who's not an employee? Somebody who offers their services to other people. So you hire a girl once a week to come in, somebody who's in high school, and once a week she comes out at night and babysits your kids, but she babysits other people's kids, not your employee. You have somebody who comes in through an agency to care for your aged parents or even to care for you. They are coming through an agency. They are likely an employee of the agency, but they are not an employee of you. So neither of those is going to be, of those examples, is going to be subject to the nanny tax. Who is subject to the nanny tax? Somebody who comes in to care for you or your children, who is there regularly, who works for you, and they don't offer their service to somebody else, they're your employee. Guy who comes out to mow your lawn and mows other people's lawns, not your employee. So what do you do if they're eligible for, if you're supposed to pay nanny tax, right? You pay them to do household work and they're your employee. Well, first you have to see if they're legal to work in the United States. So you get Form I-9, which you can get from our website at tsrtax.com, Tom Sam Robert, tax.com. And you have them complete an I-9. They show you two forms of ID, or one if it's a passport. And once you determine that they're eligible, that they're legal to work in the U.S., if you pay them more than $1,900, you have to pay nanny tax. All right, well, now I've talked about it for a long time and who you have to pay it on. What does it mean? Here's what it means. It means Social Security and Medicare. You pay in 15.3% total. 7.65% comes out of you can either withhold it from the employee's wages or you can pay it yourself. So either way, 15.3% gets paid in. Who else is not an employee? Your spouse, your child under age 21, your parent, or any employee under age 18 during the current tax year. So if they turn 18 in the current tax year, they count it, and you have to pay nanny tax on them. You may also be liable for federal unemployment tax if you pay cash wages of $1,000 or more in any calendar quarter of 2013 or 2014. So again, who's not? Your spouse, your child under 21, your parent. But notice here, you may be liable for federal unemployment if the person is under 18. So federal unemployment tax, Social Security and Medicare is the 15.3%. Federal unemployment tax is generally 0.6%. It's more complicated than that. There are several states, including Georgia, who owe the state unemployment department, owes the federal unemployment. They owe them money, and so your federal unemployment tax is higher because we're basically paying back the loan on behalf of the state. Thank you very little, might I add. So be aware that if you're liable for federal unemployment tax, you are also probably liable for state unemployment tax. Federal unemployment tax, as I mentioned, is at 0.6% on the first $7,000 of wages. After $7,000 of wages, all the wages are exempt from federal unemployment. To be exempt from Social Security, it would have to be over $120,000, I think, is the current limit. That's not the right number, but it's ish. And Medicare, there is no limit. So, but again, be aware you may have to pay state unemployment as well. In Georgia, I believe last year's rate for federal unemployment, because Georgia didn't repay the loan, I believe the rate was 1.5% total. So, I mean, it really put the screws to a lot of employers. Let's see. Moving on.
Oh, boy, doesn't you funny. A lot of information. We're listening.
I know. I'm trying not to. I talked to a client the other day who heard me on the air last month, and he goes, "You got to watch that you don't sound like a tax accountant, because nobody wants to listen to that." And I was like, "Dude."
You see, I try to bring your fun side out. That's funny.
So I got to make sure that I'm sounding like, you know, like everybody wants to listen to this. So there's some things that no matter what kind of employer you are, there's some benefits that you can offer to your employees that are not subject to Social Security, Medicare, state unemployment, federal unemployment. You can give up to $130 a month for transit passes for your employees, tax-free to them, tax-deductible to you, if you are a business, if you are a household employer, not tax-deductible to you. And you can do up to $250 a month for the cost of parking at or near your home or business. Again, if it's your home, not tax-deductible to you. If it's your business, tax-deductible to you. Either way, not taxable to the recipient. Very cool benefit to be able to offer, especially in a big area like Atlanta or L.A. or San Diego. And by the way, Kalicia, if I'm going to California and I can't find something to do, I better keep my sorry butt at home. How can I not find something to do?
Gabby, you would be amazed. And see, I was saying that from, and I'm keeping this politically correct, from a cultural standpoint. You know, they're just like, okay, what is it for African Americans to do? And I get that a lot. I'm like, there's a lot to do.
Seriously.
Amazingly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. Now, we've got a bunch of people this year. Our next topic is what do you do if you haven't filed a tax return? And we were really surprised this year. The week before April 15th, we had like five people come in who said, I haven't filed my taxes for the worst was someone who hadn't filed for 10 years because they had a medical problem 10 years prior. So we're filing 10 years worth of tax returns. The least bad was someone who hadn't filed for 2 years, so they needed to file 2012 and 2013. So what happens if you haven't filed your tax return? Well, the greatest option is to contact North Georgia Tax Solutions and have us contact you and have us take care of it for you. You can reach us at 770-735-3336, Debbie at ngtaxsolutions.com. That's NG for North Georgia taxsolutions.com. You know what? Go to Tax Tips for Small Business on our Facebook page, Tax Tips for Small Business. We're back to posting there. We shut down with postings through part of tax season, but we're back posting now. One of my posts today was about stupid IRS letting that client of mine get their identity stolen for 2 years in a row. It's a ridiculous. If we did that in our job, they would come down and they would fine us and they would levy us, but it's okay because we're a government. All right, on past that. So what do you do?
So funny.
What do you do if your return is filed late? First, gather up your past due information. If you don't have it, you can have somebody like us, or you can even do it yourself. It's easier to have somebody like us. Give it power of attorney. We'll request transcripts. They're called wage and income transcripts. And you can do that yourself online. Again, contact us. We can let you know how to do that. Or better still, let us do it for you, because nothing in this world is easy. But gather up your information. If you have been in business for yourself, that means your business records, your business expenses, everything that you've got that you can possibly come up with, and get the information together and then go about the process of preparing the return. If you've received a notice from the IRS, for goodness sakes, contact them. The contact could be you directly calling and saying, hey, I'm in the process of gathering my documents. Please allow me 30 days to get this together, and we'll get you a first return in 30 days. So, for instance, with our guy who's got 10 years worth of returns, you know, that isn't going to all happen in 30 days, although it may very well. But so, number one, gather your information. Prepare the return. If you owe money, payments can be made by credit card, by EFT, which is electronic fund transfer, check, money order, cashier's check. We say in the newsletter they can be done by cash, but the IRS actually won't accept cash. You can pay by EFT, which effectively is cash because it takes money out of your checking account, or you can pay by debit card, which, again, is effectively cash. If you can't pay in full, you can work out a payment plan. The IRS, we've talked about this a lot here at the Snelling Report with Kalicia Jenkins on Bill, Bro, and a Joy Radio. That was my Shatner. that's totally my Shatner. If you can't pay in full, work out a payment plan. The IRS will absolutely accept a payment plan where you're going to pay it off in 12 months or less. They will absolutely accept it without batting an eye, without raising it up to anybody higher on than the person you're talking to on the phone. If you need longer to pay, then there are more hoops to jump through, but you can take longer to pay. You have to show the IRS what your assets are and what your bank account balances are, and it's painful, but it keeps them from coming forward with lien and levy action, which ultimately is what you want. You want to be able to pay them. You want to get the monkey off your back. Installment agreement like this, the fee is normally $120. If you are lower income and can't afford that, then it's reduced to $52. And if you're really low income, then the fee is $43. And very often for 12 months or less, we're trying to get it waived. So, you know, what happens if the IRS, though, is prepared to return for you? Well, then it's a little bit more complicated. Same thing. Contact, we say this all the time, whether it's creditors or the IRS, anybody that you owe money to, it is so much better if you contact them and say, hey, listen, here's the situation. We're working on it. Help us get through this. More often than not, no matter who the collector is, they're going to try to help you get through it. They want your money more than they want to harass you. So make sure that you're up front. And if you've got odd situations, again, it's just we really recommend, not because it's what we do, but because it's just good advice, that you have somebody speak on your behalf. So many of the questions that the IRS or, you know, imagine if it was somebody who legally can come get your money, which is the IRS is. So many of the questions are designed around, here's an area of the law you don't know. Perhaps we can trick you into having to pay extra taxes by asking. So those are the things that we're on the lookout for. We know what the law is. We know why they're asking the questions, and we're answering the questions in a manner that is factually correct. But, you know, it's just like spin. Just like politicians and spin, we're putting the best possible spin on it so that you get the best possible result. There you go. And that's the way it was.
Love it, love it, love it.
And now our regular May, June, July topic. Everybody ask us, how can I turn my vacation into a tax deduction? And the answer is, you can't. But you can make your trip a business trip to a desired location, and if you plan properly, you'll have some fun in between. So, for instance, my associate at North Georgia Tax Solutions and I have just started a company to buy and sell cars because now is a great time to go buy them. I'm leaving Friday, and this is pure business and no fun, but I'm leaving Friday to go pick up a car in Florida, And unfortunately, I've got to race back and get back on Saturday. But if I picked up a car on Friday and then on Memorial Day I picked up another car, I could stay down there for the weekend and come back with both the cars. And that way I've got 2 days of travel and 2 days of I got to sit down there anyway. So what are the ways that we do this? There's one way that I just showed you how to plan it. And here's the thing. People think that they can go on vacation, hand out their business card, say that they're developing business, and that the IRS is going to go, oh, yeah, we're buying that. That doesn't smell fishy at all. Smells fishy, and they're not buying it. So schedule your appointments in advance. Have your calendar set. Know who you're going to talk to. Know why you're going to talk to them. I'm going down to pick up a car. I have the appointments set. I have the hotel booked. I'm picking up a car title. There is no doubt that I am going down there for business purposes. We are, in fact, currently negotiating with someone else to purchase a second vehicle while we're down there. And if that happens, then we may stay longer. But it doesn't look like that deal is going to close in time. But as with everything, the answer is plan, plan, document, document. Temporaneous documentation in the moment is construed to be much more believable than after-the-fact documentation. Once you get the letter that says we're going to audit you, if you come up magically with numbers to support what was on your tax return, well, that smells a little self-serving to the IRS. If, however, I present my old, faded, coffee-stained calendar that says, here's where I was, and here's why I went, and here's the steady stream of emails of why I went there, then it's much more believable. And truthfully, it smells that way. Imagine if your teenage kid came home and in the middle, and truthfully, I think I've used this example before. One night, many years ago, my brother-in-law borrowed a Jeep that I owned, and he didn't come back until 2 o'clock in the morning. And the reason he didn't come back until 2 o'clock in the morning is because he was an EMT. He stopped by the side of the road to save somebody's life who had had a horrific accident. Well, let's see. It was all over the news. Is that a lot more believable than the car broke down? Yeah, it's a lot more believable because I could get third-party verification of it. So third-party verification, those emails. Make sure your trip is all business travel, quote, unquote. In order to deduct all of your on-the-road business expenses, you have to be traveling on business. Travel expenses are 100% deductible, except for meals and entertainment, which are 50%, as long as your trip is business-related and you're traveling away from your regular place of business longer than an ordinary day's work, and, emphasis on and you need to sleep or rest to meet the demands of your work while away from home. Again, using my trip to Florida, there is no way that I can drive 20 hours in one day. I guess if I were a lot younger, perhaps I could do it, but I'm not a lot younger. So we're driving one day, we're staying overnight, we're driving back the second day. I'm taking a second person with me who happens to be my husband because as miraculous and wonderful as I am, I currently lack the ability to drive two vehicles at once. So that means that the business trip for both of us is tax deductible because he is a necessary component of the business purpose of the trip. I also like his company. And that's all right, too. And so remember, you don't have to live far away for it to be business travel. If you have a good reason for sleeping at your destination, you could live a couple of miles away and still be on travel status. For instance, let's say I'm in L.A. or San Diego or Atlanta, and there's a conference in town, and I live in the suburbs. It makes a lot of sense for me to go in town, stay overnight, so that I can get to the 8 o'clock start of the conference and not have to be stuck in traffic. So it just has to be a legitimate business purpose. Be sure and deduct all of your on-the-road, over-the-road business expenses for each day that you're away. For every day you're on business travel, you deduct 100% of lodging, tips, car rentals, and, as I mentioned earlier, 50% of the food. So if I have 3 days of meeting with potential clients or distributors or people that I might buy a car from, and I spend $50 a day for food, I get to deduct $25 a day. Now, there is a de minimis rule for travel expenses, huh? What means de minimis? It means minimum. If I spend under $75 per expense, except lodging, which has to have documentation, for travel, I don't have to keep the receipt. It's not a bad idea to do it anyway, but the code does say $75 is de minimis for travel. Only for travel expenses. Don't try to play this with other stuff. This is only for travel expenses. So if I spend $6 for drinks on the plane and $6.95 for breakfast, $12 for lunch, $50 for dinner, I don't need receipts for those because every one of them was under $75, even though collectively they add up 50, 62, 68, 70, oh, $74.95 is what that adds up to. So bad example. But if I stay in a hotel and pay $22 on lodging, I need a receipt because it's lodging. So, and remember that while you're traveling, over-the-road expenses are also deductible. So, and Kalithia, we've used this example with you a lot. When you travel away from your home in Atlanta to your business location in, where are you headquartered out there? L.A., right?
Yeah, L.A.
So when you go out to L.A., all of your clothes, all of your laundry, all of your shoe shines, all of your manicures, all of your dry cleaning for clothes worn on the trip, all of those are deductible. However, when you're in Atlanta, none of those things are deductible. So again, pay attention. It's a big difference in the law because business travel and not your home. About sandwich weekends between business days. So in the example I was giving with me going to Florida, if on Friday I'm meeting with somebody and on Monday, or since Monday's a holiday, Tuesday I'm meeting with someone, I can stay over the weekend because it makes business sense for me to not make the trip twice.
Mm-hmm.
So make those days count as business days. Plan the trip, plan the meetings, document them in advance, and sandwich fun days in between. So, or even do some entertainment in between. I promise you, if I'm going out to California, Kalithia is going to take me around, and we're going to be talking about business. And we're going to have some fun when we're together.
Boy, oh boy. You're going to have to get some energy pills. So much to do. Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. So you got to pay attention. You got to do it right. You got to document it well. Also, we're going to talk very quickly about choosing a retirement destination. Every year, I believe, Forbes comes out with some of the best places to retire. We're going to beat them a little bit to the punch on what to look for, but not necessarily where they are. The cost of health care, housing, food, transportation increases every year, and it increases at a rate exponentially larger than the increases that retirees get on their fixed retirement income, in particular if your retirement income is Social Security. Right? Your expenses are going up exponentially faster than your income is going up. So, While the federal tax might be the same in every state, right? Doesn't matter where. If I live in Florida, Florida doesn't have an income tax, but I'm still paying Uncle Sam. But you want to pay attention to moving to states that have low income tax rates. You want to pay attention to states that, and again, low income tax rates: Florida, Texas, Washington State. I believe both of the Dakotas, Nevada, have no state income tax. So those are places that you may want to consider. Low income tax rate states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, New Mexico. Also, Alaska has no state income tax. So pay attention to that. Pay attention to states that have little or no tax on retirement income. Georgia, for instance, excludes up to $65,000 a year for people who are age 65 or older who have retired in the state. So states like Pennsylvania, Illinois, Mississippi do not tax retirement income at all. Georgia and 20 other states exempt a portion of it. So pay attention. They're always changing. Georgia, for example, a year ago passed a law that said by 2016 all pension income was going to be exempt. Then they looked at the budget, went, holy crap, and they changed it back to $65,000. So that happened within the same year. They were very public about broadcasting that they were going to exempt all of it, and they were very quiet about going, oopsie, no, we're not. So pay attention, stay in touch, contact people like us, tsrtax.com or debbie@ngtaxsolutions.com. Go to our Facebook page, Tax Tips for Small Business. Call us, 770-735-3336. And just, golly, I bet you even Kalethea might know how to reach us. So everybody knows how to reach Kalethea.
And they can get to Twitter at Snelling Report. You know, I'm like this big Twitter and Google Plus person now. You know, I'm just like trying to upgrade myself, but I am in love with Twitter and Google. So definitely, Snelling Report. Follow her on Twitter, and you can get on over to her website, thesnellingreport.com. And while you were sitting here speaking to us on taxes, I got a tweet from the Needs Taxes in San Francisco, California, and they said you are hot on the Needs, and they have posted your show, Debbie, so big congrats.
Sweet. Thank you. Hooray. They heard about how nobody wants to hear a tax accountant, so we got personality going on over here.
Oh, they're listening. They are listening, yes. So it's always great having you here with us, Debbie. And you have some other topics that you have speaking on your website. You know, for the rest of the month, but those are the main areas, and this is good information for this month. And you also have 10 facts on filing and amended tax returns. But really, truly, they just need to reach out to you, like you said, and that number, once again, where they can call you?
770-735-3336.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Debbie, I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to conclude this show because I have to get over to the post office. I have made a public commitment to get your wine out to you, and if I don't, by the time next time we're on the air, it's going to be embarrassing.
I'm looking forward to that half a bottle of wine you sending me.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, Debbie, happy Memorial Day weekend, and you know it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you here. You take a lot of time to just really come and join us and share your expertise with us, and we really, truly, truly appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Kalethea. I love being here. Thank you for letting me do it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it, thesnellingreport.com. Call Debbie every today in depth. You can definitely read more on her monthly newsletter on her website, thesnellingreport.com. And definitely call her for the consultation, for all your tax needs, for the advice you need, especially if you are in Atlanta, but she works, you know, on a national level. My favorite tax advisor, she is. So, TSR Consultants, you can reach out to her. Follow her on Twitter, at Snelling Reports. Also, you can get over to BillGrowingEnjoy.com and get more information. Well, that's going to conclude our show for today, audibletrial.com/BillGrowingEnjoy. I am going to get off of the air. I have so much to prep for and so much to really, really, really get ready for you guys. I did want to say a big congrats to BGE Radio's team. As many of you guys didn't know, you know now, BGE was once again nominated for the Convergence Award in Silicon Valley. Yes, those top guys in technology land of Radio Inc. for Best Brand Extension. So I just want to say a big congrats to my team. You know, they're forever working so hard in between all the other things of them running their own companies also, but we always make time to come together as a community, as a family, to make sure we get the word out to you guys through the BGE radio and television platform, and there's so much more to come. Just go on over to BillGrowingEnjoy.com. You can sign up, become a free member, so that way you get the newsletters or updates as they come out. But definitely, definitely, big congrats to BGE Radio, and just looking forward for so much more to come. Well, each and every one of you guys have a safe Memorial Day weekend, and as always, what I tell each and every one of you guys, continue to build, grow, and enjoy.